Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, that you give us this praise on our lips for your Son. Thank you for him. Lord, thank you that you're here. Lord, thank you that we know you're here, not because we feel something, because we've gathered in Jesus' name. Thank you that it's always in Jesus' name. Thank you that it's that all-powerful name of Jesus. And Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you that we know you and that we understand, praise God. And yes, Lord, it's because you and your grace have called us into that knowledge of the Comforter, the knowledge of the Savior, the knowledge of the Redeemer, Lord, the knowledge of the Lamb, and praise God, the knowledge of the Lamb's wife. Jesus, make it real. Work it into our hearts, dear God. Let us go out from here, a people of rejoicing in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. In the precious name of Jesus, we ask it, believing you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Open your Bibles to Isaiah 29. And we've been visiting on this encouragement for quite some time. And a precious sister back in Kansas City was given a message in detail on the types of complaining that we can do. And I appreciated it so much. And she mentioned this sweet little verse in passing here. And today, I believe God's going to bring us something to feast upon. Isaiah 29:24. It says, they also that erred in spirit shall come to understanding, and they that murmured shall learn doctrine. And that just really struck my heart and encouraged me. Know the doctrine, Jesse, and you won't complain. Know the doctrine, Jesse, and you will not complain. And what a truth that is, isn't it, brothers and sisters? How beautiful. See, that doctrine is to know the truth in the gospel. The gospel is truth. But to know that truth, to know the promises of God, to believe them and to stand on them, praise the Lord. And as David said it so sweetly, encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen. And that's through this precious word, and how beautiful and direct God is with us, and how true his word is, because his word is truth. Think about those children in the wilderness. All they could do is complain. After they saw miracle upon miracle upon miracle. My goodness, those ones were in slavery for 400 years. Beaten, abused, made their work even harder for 400 years. And then God so mightily, divinely, because his word is true, he said, I'll deliver you. I'm your redeemer. And praise God, he brought old little Moses, the guy that couldn't talk at all. No eloquent speaker at all. And yet God used the meekest of all men, that vessel that he could use that didn't think he was anything. God says, okay, now I can do it. Hallelujah. And he brought those children in the wilderness and he delivered them. But yet, because they didn't know the doctrine, they complained. They didn't know. They just saw the acts of God. They didn't know the ways of God. See, when you know doctrine, you know the ways of God. You know why he's doing these things. I don't know exactly the details in it, but I know why he does it. Because his doctrine, praise God, tells me this. The truth in the gospel explains this very clearly. See, they didn't know the doctrine like Moses knew the doctrine. They didn't know the doctrine like Joshua knew the doctrine. They didn't know the doctrine like old Caleb knew the doctrine. God had a plan in all of it. And praise God, he encouraged my heart, and I believe Brother Ty's heart too, in Psalm 50:15. Through trouble, you're going to glorify me. Huh? Through trouble. Praise God, through trouble we'll glorify him. See, if you don't know what's going on, you're going to complain. When you're unknowing, you complain. That's exactly what happens. And here we are, brothers and sisters, we know. But the only way we know is the word of God. See, without the doctrine, you won't know. Without the doctrine, you won't believe. Without the doctrine, you will complain. Oh, yes. And that's what this world and especially this country is filled with at this time, is complaining. Because there's no knowledge of doctrine. There is no understanding of the Word of God. I think about the sweet testimonies that we've had in this place. I mentioned it earlier. We have been so blessed. I think of a testimony such as Sister Chris Wilson, and it says it right down on that plaque, ravaged with such a disease in her body. She said, though he slay me, will I trust him? Praise God. I've said it many times about sweet Brother Hill as he was ravaged in his body with that cancer and he'd fallen down in the hallway. And any of us would have said at that time, oh Lord, take me home. And yet here he was looking up at me. Son, do you think he can come today? See, he wasn't even complaining to be taken home to God. Where are you at? Where am I at? Amen. I think about the precious Coe family and how the doctors, no hope, no hope. They saw Dr. No Hope after Dr. No Hope. And realized that. But God. But God. And then praise the Lord for the grace of God that just poured forth the encouragement, the truth. This is opportunity for the greatest of faith to come forth and to lay hold and believe the Lord. Now, amen, we've had such witness. But see, the Word, brothers and sisters, knowing the Word, it doesn't just make everything right. It makes it perfect. It makes your life complete. Why wonder? Why guess? Why not know that the Lord and His Word and His truth? Praise God, I see my life in the eyes of the Lord. I want to be that epistle. I need to be able to read it first before you're going to read it. But an epistle read of men. I see the Word of God being written in my life. In everything, praise God. Not because I'm anything special, but because the Lord is. It's not because of the vessel, it's because of the treasure in the earthen vessel. And I thank God so much beyond that I've ever thanked Him. Lord, I know this. I get this. I see this coming to pass. Not because I'm growing up. Or I'm getting older, or I've got great experience. No, it's because of the Word of His grace that has been there all the time. That, praise the Lord, He's given this to me. He wrote these things for me to be comforted always in His Word. See, brothers and sisters, His Word is true. God will never fail us. And He enriches us. He enriches us through everything. Good, bad, high, low, my failure, not my failure. It was fair to me, it was unfair. It doesn't matter when believing and knowing the gospel of Christ, all things, all things, all things work together for good to them that love God. Yes, to them that are called according to His purpose. I'm so thankful to God. I love Him. I do. And I believe by the grace of God, I know you love Him. Hallelujah. Trust Him now. Believe Him. Do you really believe that all things are working together for your good? I do believe it because He told me this. There's nothing out of sorts. Even when we think, oh my goodness, what just happened? Wheel, not just a wheel, but all the wheels fall off. We're skidding and moving around and swirling. But I'm in the hand of God. I never left the hand of God. So you always get that absolute vivid picture. You never leave the hand of God. It might go into a furnace. It might go into a lion's den. It might go right down into the valley of the shadow of death. But the one constant, I never left His hand. Amen. The comfort of all comfort to know how He loves us. See, this world, as we said, it is full of complaining. Once again, the reason, there's no knowledge of truth. Why is this country complaining more and more? And yet we're increasing. We've never had such wealth, but yet we haven't had such great complaining. Isn't that ironic? See, we think that we're going to be satisfied with something that we don't have, but then when you get it, you're still complaining because things will never satisfy. They won't, and you know this. I know this. Praise God. It's just that way because that's the way God set it up. The only thing that can satisfy is Jesus. And then that's a satisfying that is so beyond the word satisfying, it makes me frustrated. But I don't want to complain about that, but it's just who he is because he's so great that, Lord, I'd like more language to be able to tell you. But then he gives me the Holy Ghost, as the sisters were saying, that I get to praise him in that language. Hallelujah. Speaking those mysteries unto the Father about his Son. Isn't that wonderful? Do you see why that ones love to dwell up here and just speak in other tongues? People have come in here and said, oh my goodness, that just looks like just an ongoing, not to God. That ain't confusing to God. Oh no, it's not. Praise the Lord. I'm so thankful again to believe God and to have that comfort. But see, that's the thing. You complain about not having, you get it, you'll still complain. Because if your heart is set in things, it will always complain. I think about God's precious people complaining about God's precious people. Get behind me. No, but it's the truth. You know, but then people will say, how could the Christian do that? How could he say that? How could she do that? Well, have you ever read the Word of God? Have you ever read? Let's just take one. We mention him often because you know what? He was a man after God's own heart. Let's take him. King David, amen. What a precious little shepherd boy. What a mighty king. No king like him over Israel. Thank you, Jesus. But yet you look at his life. How do you explain all of those failures of the flesh? Saul was the good man. David was a bloody man. And David showed how bloody he was, didn't he? He killed Uriah. Know it. He murdered that man. He was a bloody man in a lot of different ways, wasn't he? Oh, yeah. But I know that we've come to a virtuous society. And we choose our leaders because they're... Okay, stop. Oh. Don't even go there. Oh, it's just despicable. But how do you explain these failures of flesh and yet God's doting upon the grace of God that was with David in 1 Kings 11? He says about this man, this bloody man, this man who failed so miserably, this was the man whose heart was perfect before me. That's right. What? Yeah, that's what. That heart is what. Praise be to God. That's what's so wonderful. And then you think about it. He was the one that God said, this man went fully after me. That gets you to shut up, doesn't it? It should, or you're just a fool. See, even Paul said, don't let sin reign in your life. Was Paul speaking to sinners? No. He was speaking to brethren. He said, don't let sin reign in your life, honey. See, we're not exempt from that. Matter of fact, we're more challenged by it because of the perfect hand of God and what he and how he wants us to be tried. These are things that we have to understand, brothers and sisters. And in my experience, I'm going to tell you something. Those complainers of the brethren that want to just sit there and judge and condemn, those are the ones that usually never return to the fellowship and the joy of Paul's gospel. They don't. But yet, on the other hand, those ones that they complained about, those brethren that failed so miserably, those are the ones that feast, arise, and receive a victory and run on with more glory than ever before. I think you read about them over and over in the Word of God. Amen? And aren't you the one that have quoted with me many times? Jesus Christ, the Word, the same yesterday, today, and forever. But somehow it's changed today, hasn't it? No, it hasn't. Somehow he's going to work differently today, huh? No, he's not. He's going to take the despised. He's going to take that wretched. He's going to take that bloody man. And then he's going to say, this is the man after my own heart. And then that man's going to fail even beyond that. And then he's going to say, oh my goodness, his heart was perfect before me. And it's going to bother those that want to judge and condemn and be legal about it. Now, brothers and sisters, as Paul said, he said, don't let sin reign in your heart. Get the victory. Get the victory of grace. Amen? We don't just keep going on and we don't sin willfully that grace may abound. That's ridiculous. But we know that the war, and it's a war, and it's a warring. And I'll tell you what, this flesh, it wars against the spirit, and the spirit against this flesh. But hallelujah, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Isn't it wonderful? And aren't you thankful for the victory of the word of God in your life? That time and time and time again, time and time and time again, don't you ever think it's stopped. And you best praise him for his mercy till he come. Praise the Lord. Now, imagine your life free of complaining. Imagine your life not just accepting things. See, we can just accept it. And I guess there's a good in that. But what about even being thankful that you know and that you believe and that you rejoice and live that all things are working together for my eternal good? That, I mean, it's just so exact and so precise. Every single detail. That he loves us that so much forever love. Eternity's best in every single detail of my life. Amen. Oh, yes. We were rejoicing in that godliness with contentment is great gain. See, that's not just accepting. So you can be content and kind of accept stuff. But the godliness with contentment. See, I think that there's a humility in that. That praises him that says, Lord, there's no way I could be content in this. Huh? Yeah. That, Lord, I worked awfully hard for this. And it didn't happen. That, Lord, time and time again, I'm being overlooked. But yet somehow, some way, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, there's a contentment, there's a joy and rejoicing, there's a peace that passes all understanding. That, Lord, there's a work, there's a completion, there's a performing for you that no one can see, but your word lets me know, and it is well. Now, this is what's overwhelming. And I'll tell you what, if you're not overwhelmed about it, you ain't living it. See, there's a perfecting, there's a completing that's going on in those that know and believe. And that perfecting is all for him. Aren't you thankful that you're the Lord's? I'm grateful. See, I know I'm wanted. I know I'm desired. I know who has me. I know whom I is him's. I love that man when he said, I is his. I love that. I was in my office the other day. I got to get that quote. I is his. You know, people would shake their head and say, well, that's not, oh, yes, it is right. Because he knew it. And you could see the eyes dancing and just so thankful to God that I belong to him. Oh, hallelujah. I am my beloved's and his desire is toward me. His lover that will rule and reign with him throughout eternity. It is all for him. Now, as we wrap this up, I think about how the Lord's encouraged me many different ways. But I thank God. I believe, brothers and sisters, we really need to take advantage of all the benefits of the Lord. And all those benefits of the Lord, I think about even in our family structure with our children. But especially in marriage, brothers and sisters. And God gets us to reflect upon things about our marriage. And I was remembering so sweetly the thrill of finally being together. The thrill of finally being together. The thrill, finally, when God had made me one with my wife. Praise the Lord. And I've said it in many different ways, but I remember for the first 5 years, finally, when I was made one with my wife, when we didn't have to go back to Colorado and she went to Texas, we could live together. We could be together. And we had a rental that was under 670 square feet. Small. Garage bigger than that now. We had used cars. We had to budget money on $1,150 a month. We didn't have any new furniture. We didn't have any fancy clothes. We took trips in a car whenever we could. And I'm going to tell you something. In those days, there was no complaining. And you know why? Because we were so in love. So here's the question. Are we so in love with Jesus that there isn't any complaining? Come on. Amen. Are we so in love with Jesus that there's no complaining? I know we got some battles in here. And I know we've had some battles in here for years and some real tragedies and different things of that nature. But God, again, a perfect God, a God who saw us in Christ in ages past. Amen. We've talked about it many times, but how many ways does he have to tell us to settle us down always? Because you know what? Again, we get a little bit antsy real quick, don't we? And we need to continue to hear this word and hear this message and hear of this great love of Jesus. But is this word so everything beyond to us that there isn't any complaining? Is it truly a life the Lord gives and the Lord taketh away? Blessed be the name of the Lord. We're his, aren't we? As she said, this ain't my home. This isn't your home. It's not. We are passing through. We're aliens here. He's coming. I thank God for that encouragement because that's the greatest of encouragement that we have. Because truly, in many ways, I heard a guy said, you know, life's just a series of train wrecks. Then you get a little reprieve between each one. If it wasn't for Jesus, I would be right there. But how about it's just a series of opportunities to believe him? How about a series and continuing on and on of faith that's tried, which is more precious than gold tried in the fire for him? That trying, that wonderful encouraging, that Lord, again, you're the one that strengthens me and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. To truly live in that wondrous reality that I'm a good soldier and I endure hardness as a good soldier. And truly to see the word of God pouring forth in my life. Truly, I'm on a battlefield daily, daily. And I'm not fighting flesh and blood. It's spiritual wickedness everywhere. It's in high places. It's just this seething darkness kind of stuff that comes out there. But praise be to God, I got the whole armor of God on. I do. And I thank the Lord. I hold up that shield of faith. And I've got the sword, hallelujah, of the Spirit. I've got that word. And I just stand. He didn't tell me to go here or there. He didn't tell me to go marching around. I don't need to say anything. I just stand. And I stand and I watch the faithfulness. I watch that mighty hand of God do it moment by moment by moment. And the enemy moves in all of these different ways. I see him move in on my brethren. I see him move in on my mind. I see him move in on my kids. I see him move in on all of these things. And I'm telling you one thing, he's starting to really settle down in this fellow right here. Just hold up that shield of faith, honey. And that sword, hallelujah. You got your loins girt about with truth. Praise God, I got on my feet the gospel of Christ. I got that helmet of salvation, praise be to God. And I've got the word of the Lord. And that word ministers to me moment by moment by moment. I'm for you, honey. There be more with us than be with them. Hallelujah. Let mine eyes see what that prophet saw. And you know what mine eyes see? I see this word. And I see the mighty power of the word of God. And I know nothing can stand against that wonderful word, praise be to God, that is always for me. Now, how much more do we need then to grow in the fulfilling and the supplying and the all comforting and this all loving, praise God, word for our lives? See, the bottom line is, brothers and sisters, we need to know him more and more and more. Amen. I'm so thankful for all of the opportunity to be able to study and to read and all of those things. But brothers and sisters, don't stop. I was so encouraged hearing a sister today. She was reading a little scripture and she says, my goodness, I had to go back into Joel and look up that scripture. I never knew that was in the Bible. This is a sister that's probably been in the Word like very few people for probably about 40 years. And I thank God for that humility. I thank God again that he's God. That I'm nothing and he's everything. That I need that encouragement all the time. That I don't just get some certificate that I know Paul's gospel and I'm just on my way. This is a continual fight. This is a continual love. This salvation is new every morning. I've been praying. I've been thanking God. I want a new song. I want a new song in my heart always. I don't want to just keep repeating the same song. I like the same song, but I want a higher song. I want it in the higher heights to Him. I want larger praise for Him. I want this vessel by the grace of God to stretch, put that wine more and more and more and more in me. Brothers and sisters, we need to walk throughout all the land. There's more to go, and it ain't in society. It ain't in these causes. It's in the word of the Lord, and it's so mighty. Look at the changes that are going on in the people of God. Look at the ones that are starting to fight the good fight of faith. Look at ones that, praise be to God, that had studied for years in this place, and now they're becoming lovers of Him. They're becoming lovers of the truth. Yes, that's the difference. That's the wonderful word of the Lord. Now, the rejoicing is in everything. And it's always, and it's giving thanks to Him. And I'll tell you what, as He tells us, as much as lies within you, in that precious, as it says, according to the power of Christ Jesus that works in you. I'm going to ask you, how much works in you? You got it all, don't you? Amen? Do you believe that you really have the ability to live a life of joy unspeakable and full of glory? Do you think you could even live like a sweet brother James? And I can't believe how that guy's been dissed all this time. Oh, he was a legalist. I believe he's the guy that said, count it all joy when you're in manifold temptation. Well, if a guy that was a legalist, why would he be praising the Lord for manifold temptation? Things that make you go, What do you think? He's good, isn't he, Bob? That's why you're changing, man. You're praising Him for His grace. That's the difference. It was here. But now it's here. And now He's here. And praise be to God, I'm down here. And I'm on my face and I'm just worshiping Him and thanking Him and adoring Him. I don't want to murmur. I don't want to complain. And I know where the answer is. It's in knowing the doctrine. Praise God. Let's pray. Yes, yes, yes. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank You so much for Him. We thank You for this witness of Your grace and mercy to us. Thank You, Lord, that You encourage us, sons, Lord, to higher glory, Lord, to that high calling of God that's in Christ Jesus. Help us truly to be stirred this morning, and don't let it end. God, help us to be a worshiping bunch. Lord, help ones to want to come down to this altar this morning, Lord God, and take this time and to praise You, Lord, for You are worthy to be praised. Lord, let us not put it off. Let us not think that there's something that's more important. God, let us take the time right now. Lord, let us redeem that time. Oh, worshiping company, God, let us not let these things die out. But God, to encourage ourselves, the much the more, because Your Son is coming. Oh, he's coming, skipping through the hills. He's coming for me. In Jesus' name, we praise you, Lord. Amen.